higher angels have a greater sense of self, but they have a greater sense of self because they are in the acknowledgement that their self is nothing. So the Lord gives them a sense of self because he can give them more of himself. So the more beautiful an angel appears, the more deeply they're in acknowledgement of their proprium. That's the paradox, right? The more we are in denial of what the word says the proprium is, the more monstrous we are because it has greater control. The more you're in a state of non-acknowledgement of it, the more present and to the fore it will be. But the deeper the acknowledgement of it, the less power it has because the Lord reigns over it. But that can only come through the part we play as of self in it, which is to acknowledge the monstrosity of it. You know, the most subtle aspects, the most unobtrusive sort of aspects of it are the worst aspects of it. The big stuff, everyone can see it, right? It's there for everyone to see, and including ourselves. But it's the subtle kind of elements that just work their way into everything, trying to promote the self as God, really. That's what it's seeking to do. No one is held accountable for being caught up, because you're not in freedom. If you're caught in an emotion, the rational is just not in play. But what you do afterwards in terms of a response is really important, because the work you do plays into what's happened. So you have to see it first, experience it first, and then something can be done about it. So you can't fall into the trap of self-condemnation. You can condemn the feeling in terms of determining what the quality of it was, seeing it as objectively as you can, acknowledging it, moving on. And if you get caught again, you get caught again. It just means that these affections are having to be readjusted and worked through. It's not a comment on your eternal state, or, you know, it's just a comment on what the proprium is, the proprium, as opposed to me. The proprium is what the word describes it as. That's it. We don't need to twist that around in any way. It's point blank, just about on every page of the heavenly doctrines, we get laid out what the proprium is and compared to what the Lord offers, so that over time, through many changes of state, our affections are transferred, which again is why we need to be responsive to what the word offers us, because that is what's working these things through. Again, you know, it comes back to that comment about, you know, unless you see that something needs attending to, nothing will get attended to. I mean, that's just, that's the principle.